Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the 808 Podcast. Podcast where we interview business owners, CEOs, executives, whoever else I feel like. Four questions, 8 minutes and 8 seconds, because 808 looks like Bob. Here we go. Number one, a couple sentences. Tell me who you are and what do you do?
Hi, I'm Jennifer Bittinger, and I'm the president of Narrativa, which is an AI company, and we have a SaaS platform that we provide automated content and reporting for corporations around the world, globally. And so I'm excited to talk a little bit more about my background today and how to help specifically B2B in B2B marketing.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Love it there. So that goes right into question number two. So how is AI used in B2B marketing?
So in specifically just two areas, number one, content. Content is king. We know that, right? That's how you sell. And so with content, AI comes in and it automates the content for you, meaning it takes large data sets of lots of information, whether it's a CSV file, Excel file, it takes all that data, turns it into long tail, short tail articles. It can turn it into promo ads, videos, ad banners, social media posts, you name it. So that's one area. Secondly, it uses it in reporting. So we all have reporting that we have to give to our clients to share how their campaigns have been doing, how their product is doing. We take the data sets of all those numbers and stats from the reports, and we have our AI software output a summary of exactly what that report needs to say and what the data is saying. So not just descriptive reporting, but also prescriptive reporting. And so people know what the trends are saying and where to go next. Mm-hmm. That's how AI can help in B2B marketing.
Absolutely. 100% agree with you on that part there, because I use a little bit of AI in my stuff there and what I show clients for. So it is a great, great tool there. So let's get to question number three. So what other CEOs, founders, and executives that you personally know that you want to give a shout out to?
Yeah, the first person, his name is Ramin Mousavi. He is the new CEO at a company called CathWorks, which is an AI company in biotech. And they're located here in Southern California, where I live. And they are really making huge breakthroughs, especially when it comes to cardiology. So I'm just really excited about what they're doing to not only bring technology, but save lives. Secondly is my friend, Jennifer Soto. She is the CEO and founder of a great SEO digital marketing company called Beach Street, and they are out of Northern California. And in fact, they are taking AI technology and infiltrating it into their marketing campaigns for clients also. Lastly, the other three are Colin McIntosh. He is COO and CFO of Revolt Media and TV here in Los Angeles. They are one of the largest Black-owned media companies in the country. And I am so proud of what he's doing and how he's not only making great content, but really pushing the envelope for cultural differences and making a difference, bringing in more minorities into the lead. And I love that. Fourth is Genesis Kapunitan. He is the SVP at Initiative, which is a company in Interpublic Group, and they are servicing large clients, telecom clients, and he does a great job with helping demand generation to become a household capability for these large corporations. Lastly is David Llorente, my CEO of Narrativa, and he's the founder, and he's doing great things through AI.
Perfect. I will look them all up there. Number four, final fun question. Tell me about your most epic sale.
Well, I can't share too much because of NDAs, but it was with a large oil and gas company. And in 2015, we built out an entire infrastructure of not only digital marketing hardware, like screens and things like that on their campus, all their campuses or corporate campuses worldwide, but also we actually did the content. So we had automatically generated content onto their screens to help with corporate messaging, internal marketing, sales reporting, even with shareholders and just helping them to be aligned and to know where their company was going. It was very important. So that was a big win for us in 2015. And it's exciting to see how they're growing.
Yeah, sounds like a big deal. That is really awesome there. So Jennifer, you have 3 minutes and 9 seconds left. You can do some promo time. You can ask me a question. You can talk about the weather, whatever you want. I'm flexible. Or we can end early, whatever. Go for it.
Thanks, Bob. Well, I think it's exciting for me to see how especially artificial intelligence can really make a difference in our lives. Mm-hmm. I come from the world of entertainment and media originally. And so when I came over into AI and technology, I said, you know, it always felt a little bit cold to me. So I said, what's the human element of AI, right? And I love that I can tell people, listen, I'm going to give you the one thing that money cannot buy. And that is time. Mm-hmm. The only thing we cannot buy in this earth and in this life is more time. So my capabilities, the solutions that my team has developed through artificial intelligence helps you to be able to focus on your higher value tasks, letting the software do the lower value tasks, and giving you more time to go home, be with your kids, walk your dog, take a nap, or just, you know, veg out and, you know, watch Netflix all weekend. So I really want to tell people that AI is something wonderful that can really bring value to your life in many ways.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome there. You have 1 minute and 45 seconds left. Is there anything else you'd like to add, or we can end early? And that's okay.
Yeah, I think that's about it, but I'm excited and glad that and grateful that you could have me on today. It's great.
You're welcome there. You pulled it off. 4 questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds. Jennifer, why is it 8 minutes and 8 seconds?
Because it spells out Bob.
It does. It does. Your website, say it real quick.
Narrativa.com.
It's in the description. It's magic. Jennifer, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. And for everyone else watching or listening, I'm legally required to tell you to like, share, comment, subscribe, thumbs up, ring the bell, whatever the heck the social media tells you to do. You all have a wonderful day. Now, talk to you later. Bye.